present today's program in Arabic and English with subtitles in Chinese, English, Korean, Arabic, Persian, Oleksiy or Vietnamese, Russian, Bulgarian, Hindi, Japanese, Indonesian, Thai, Croatian, Portuguese, Hungarian, Italian, Spanish, French, and German. أهلا بكم في استعراضنا بين المعلم والتلاميذ. كبير كان شاعرا هنديا عظيما الذي كان مكرس نفسه بالكامل إلى الخالق. كان قديسا الذي ليس فقط سعى إلى عيش الحقيقة لكنه كتب عنها من خلال موهبته المقدسة في نظام الأبيات. قبل 6000 سنة ولد كبير في الهند عام 1398 ميلادي. عاش لمدة 120 عاما. كانت مهنته الحياكة. يعتبر كبير كواحد من أعظم شعراء العالم وواحد من أكثر المؤلفين الذين يستشهدوا بهم. المعلم الروحي المقدس أران الصاحب يحتوي على أكثر من 500 بيت كتبها كبير. إن رسالة كبير عالمية، وربما هذا هو السبب الذي يجعل الكثيرين يوقرون كبير على أنه قديس، إن كانوا من الفسيخ أو الهندوس أو المسلمين أو ساعي روحي عصري. من المعتقد أن كبير ترعرع في المعتقد الإسلامي من قبل حاكين المسلمين. إن الاسم شائع في العالم الإسلامي كبير أو الكبير، وهو يعني الشخص العظيم، وهو أيضا أحد أسماء الله الواردة في القرآن. من الواضح في فلسفة كبير المركب ما بين الفكر الهندوسي والإسلامي، لقد قال بنفسه على الفور بين الله والرام. دعونا نستمع الآن إلى محاضرة كبيرة المعلمات شينخاي بعنوان شعر كبير التي ألقتها في ديسمبر عام 2007 في باريس في فرنسا.
Why, this is stanza number 4, why art thou asleep, says Kabir again. Greatly thy sleep may thee damage. When time maketh thundering sound, even Brahma's throne stars to shake. Here comes your explanation. He also sorry for the people again. So he calls one more time. Wake up, you know, don't sleep. Because when you sleep, it may damage you, yeah? Damage your soul, you know, like the death will eat you up. And he say, when the time make thundering sound, what does that mean? Yeah, when your time is up, it's like exploring all your being, and you cry and you feel very, very sorry, but it's too late, yeah? It's so shocking, even though everybody knows that at the end we will die. But nobody truly prepare for it. That's why they always very shocked, eh? And very sorrowful when they die. Most of people, they don't die peacefully. They struggle inside, outside, eh? They cling to life, they want to stay alive. The time of death come to them, it's like thunder. It's such a shocking event and news to the body, the mind of the mortal, of ordinary people. Therefore he say, wake up now, huh? Wake up now. Because even Brahma's throne is supposed to be the highest in the three universe, nah? But when the death come, Brahma's throne is also shaken. Yeah. Such a very, very forceful event of a human being that it seems the whole universe, yeah, tremble at that time. Because he's not prepared to leave this world. Why is he not prepared? He sleeps. Huh? He's attached. What else?
He's scared.
He's scared. Mm. What else?
He's forgotten.
God. It's like this. He's not prepared. Why he's not prepared? Yeah, he's ignorant. That's why he's not prepared. Okay, but more graphic.
Now there is a better world.
Yes, that's right. He's so scared, unprepared, because he doesn't know anything else except this world. That's correct. Yes. So when he has to leave this world finally, it shook him all over as if even the whole three world is trembling. You know, the thrones of Brahma, that is the third world, eh? The whole three world is trembling, yes. Because he knows nothing else except this material existence. And although he knows that he die any time, he's never prepared. Because he's so busy all day long, worrying about unimportant things. So when the time that the death knocked at his door, he totally was unprepared and shocked to the core of his being. Oh yeah, that's a pity, that's why. That's why Kabir say, wake up, wake up. It could damage you, your sleep. Sleep not only mean physical body, but sleep of the mind, eh? Yes.
Ignorance.
Yet you don't know other glorious world beyond this world. That is a great pity, because we are given this physical human body so that we have a chance to find God. Yeah? Because we have a chance to find God. We have opportunity as a human being. That's our birthright. But we don't use it. We just really are asleep in all this material comfort or discomfort, and we forget God. And this is a pity. So he keeps calling again and again, wake up, wake up, wake up. But I don't think many people listen to him. Or else, you wouldn't be here. Right? If you listen to Kabir at that time, I don't think you come back here to listen to me after he died. Okay. Oh no, or maybe you just came down from heaven. Let's hope so. You think, huh? Who knows, some of you are, yeah? Okay.
We are very humble.
You are humble? Oh man. You even know that you're humble. That's fantastic. That's truly humility. Okay. Yes, you are. In a way, you are. In a way, you are. If you came and sit at somebody else's feet and you trust that person to teach you something, then you're humble enough already. That's a basic, okay? It's a basic humility, yeah? And at this time of the day, the year, you have free time. You could have gone to Cancun or Paris or something, and you didn't. Huh? And you come here, spend all your time sitting. We don't have beds in the center. Just accept it to be more comfortable. Yeah? Okay. Now, I would have really loved to make you comfortable, you know, in any house or anywhere I live. But that's not the way I should love you. That's not really love for you, truly like that. If I give you a bed, then forget about meditation. I will have to recite Kabir poem every day, all the time. Wake up, why are thou asleep? Why are thou asleep? With microphone all over the place. Yeah? Recite the same poem all the time. Yeah, so love is not always the way it looks, huh? Yes, there are different kind of love. If I give you a bed, then that's it. I think I can forget the retreat altogether, because you're already working outside and you're tired already, huh? And if I give you a bed, that's it. Thank you, Master. You're truly compassionate. And then all I hear was just like a whole orchestra around here. The purpose is just to be one with God anywhere we do, yeah? To be liberated from life and death, yeah? And to help others when you need to. And the fifth level is perfect for that. Most of human beings, they just run around in the five levels, yeah? Most of beings. So you are on the fifth level, it's easy to fish them up, If you go to the 10, or every time you want to go down to the 5th level, it takes a long time already. And it takes a long time to go down here as well. On 5th level is a middle way, you know? It's easy to to say hello to the Most High, and then to reach down to fish some suffering being up, yeah? It's not like competition anymore, okay? To be one with God, it doesn't mean you have to be on the highest level of God, yeah? Because most of people, they're suffering in the material existence anyway, yeah? So you hang around there, you can come down, help them anytime, okay? Okay, your body consists of your head, your torsos, yeah? Your stomach and your body, your toes and all that, everything is you. Even little fingernails is you, yeah? Somebody has to be a fingernail, no? Can everybody be the head, no? Then you have how many heads? Just head and nothing else. And then you roll around in the head. You have no hand to take anything, no stomach to enjoy food, eh? And no legs to walk. And then it's also no use, is there? Huh? Suppose you have just head, 100 heads even, nothing else. Is it good?
No.
Told you. Wherever God put us is fine. As long as we're liberated and we are of use, yeah, for the universe. Yeah. Don't always ask the universe to do what for you. Ask what you can do for the universe. Okay, I mean for other beings, ne? In a whole. Now we move down to the next stanza. Number 5. Leaving aside the beloved Ram, who doth adore an alien god, he is like the prostitute's son, whom to call his father, he knows not. Okay, he's talking about the guy who is asleep, yeah? The guy's the person who doesn't know the real God. Ram in India is God, yeah? Yeah, real God, Almighty God. So when you go to India, sometimes they come out of the house and they greet you immediately. Hello, Ram, 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 something like that, okay? Or Ram, Om, whatever they think God might be. The name of Ram is signified God here. And then he said the person who leave aside the beloved Ram and adore an alien God, means he doesn't really know that real God. He just say God, God. Yeah, and he worship maybe stone or statues or mountain, river, whatever. Well, in fact, they were also God, manifestation of God for the usefulness of human being. And we have also river God, mountain God, and all that. Yeah, just like in a government, we have local God, local officer. Yeah, but what he mean here is if you don't really know God, I mean you're not enlightened, then you just worship God. But that God doesn't exist. The God that you think you're worshipping is not real. It doesn't exist because you don't know Him. So you imagine with your limited brain power that the God is like this, the God is like that. You know, the God punish you when you do bad, the God reward you when you do good, and the God who listen to your every whim. So he likened this kind of person to a prostitute son. He will never know his real father. He doesn't know whom to call father. He doesn't know who his father. That's what he meant, okay? He's not afraid to offend anybody, huh? He just says straight. But he was in India, you see? Yeah. And he was a leader, you know? Everybody needs him. So they don't dare put him in jail or do anything to him. You understand what I mean? I guess that's what it is. Good example, yeah, of course. It's a good example, but nobody wants to listen to that example. That's the problem. Is it a very good example? Very straight, I told you. He's very straight, famous for being straight. He laughed at everybody, yeah? With all the empty renunciation. Like he say, the yogi, he make poetry to make fun of the yogis, you know, those who don't have a master, who not contacted with God or anything, who just wear the robe and run around and wear a long beard like this. And so he says something like, the yogi leaving his home and went into the forest and make himself like a eunuch, you know, like one without a woman, like the important one. And then the yogi dyed the color of his garment, you know, clothes, instead of his mind, into the color of love. He live in his family, go into the forest. He wear a bear like a goat and make himself alone like a eunuch. You know? And he said, you all go to hell. He even say that. It's no use, that's what he means. No use at all, just an empty action, yeah? Empty act of renunciation. Denunciation truly came when you know God. When you know something better, then you leave that thing out, yeah? It's like when you grow up, then you drive a real car, and then you leave those toys behind, yeah? Yeah, okay. He said, even Kabir say that you will all go to hell, bound hand and foot. He say that to those yogis, so-called yogis, yeah? So everything has to have a substance. If not, it's just an empty name, yeah? Empty name. Number six, he advised us what to do now. Loot in as much as thou canst loot, divine name of Ram in treasure. God of death will hold thee by throat and throttle all thy 10 apertures. He say that you better steal even, take as much as you can from the protective divine power, yeah, from Ram, while you can, yeah, because it's a treasure, endless treasure. So take whatever you can, take as quick as possible, as much as possible. Otherwise, the God of death will hold you by your throat and shake you up all over, yeah? That's what it is, similar to what he said up here. It's very clear anyway, huh? So we move down to number seven, just like you're shedding your different bodies, yeah? Physical and astral and causal and Brahmic, and then you go up and up to the fifth level. It's a time of death, it's like that. Every day if you diligently practice, you also have this experience anyway. You shed one by one. It's very distinctive. Very distinctive. You cannot say you don't know. Like go one by one, you know. Chup, 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 chup. You can really feel it physically also. Yeah. Sometimes when it's slow like that. And when it's fast, then you don't feel so much. Zup, just gone. Yeah. That is also nice to feel like layer after layer. You just, you know, shed it off. It go like staircase, you know what I mean? Tuck, 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 tuck. It's a nice feeling. I like it very much. When it goes slow, it goes like a staircase, you know? One by one, one by one. But fast, not slow, but you can still feel it distinctively, one by one, you go up. So cool. Okay, number seven. Guru and God stand side by side. Whose feet should I touch and kowtow? O Guru, I offer myself at thy feet, since God tells me so. You know, right? It's clear, right?
Yes.
He said, Kabir said that if the Guru, mean the Master, and God stand together, side by side, then whom feet should you touch? You touch the feet of somebody in India, that means utmost respect. Né? That's what it is. Touch feet means respect. So he means, which feet should you touch and kowtow? He means that whom should you pay reverence and bow your head to? He say, oh Guru, I offer myself. He say, my master, of course, né? I offer myself to my master. At thy feet, at the feet of the master, he want to offer himself. Because God told me so. Not that he chose to do it, but God will tell him to offer his reverence to the master anyway. You know why? Without the master you can know God. And what else?
The master is
one with God. Yes. Even if he's not one with God, he came down from other level, yeah, higher than you. and he came here to do God's mission. And because of his suffering, his sacrifice, you learn to know God and liberation. So even if God did not come down and do it, then of course Master is the best, no? God just standing there and watch the Master working. The Master is the one who sing glory to God anyway, who serve God and who work for God, as the expense of his discomfort and sacrifice. So of course, yeah, even God tell you to bow to the Master, and that's correct, huh? Yeah, that's very good. Okay, so we continue to number 8. When God's in the soaks, say Kabir, to the Guru for shelter goes. But when Guru is in the soaks, in no way the helper is God. Okay. You understand?
No?
No? Okay, now, in the soaks, in the plural, mean when the Master is sad. Nah? Okay. Now, when he say that when God is upset with you, yeah? I mean, maybe calamity befalls you, or you are in misfortune, and you always blame, oh, God doesn't favor me, a thing like that. You know, God try me, God test me, something like that. So that is what it means by when God is upset, yeah? But truly, is God ever upset?
No.
No, okay. So he means when things are not in favor, in your favor, then where do you go? You go to the Master for refuge. It's not necessary yet to go physically to a physical master at that time, but you just trust the Master, you just remember Master, you stay in his protective power of love. That's it, nah? In no way the helper is God. That means when the Master is displeased with you, even God cannot help. Yes, because God dispatched him down here to help you. He's the one to help you. And if you make him displeased, no one else is there. See what I mean? Because if God could have helped you, he doesn't have to send a helper down here. See what I mean? Yeah. This is his representative. He's empowered to do everything he can to fulfill your wish and make your life comfortable. But if you are in trouble with him, then that's it. No one else is there. Understand? Blind are those men who say Guru other than what he is, Kabir Evers. When God is in soaks, there is room. There's no room when the Guru is in soak. Rosary doth rotate in hand, within mouth wakes the tongue to talk. But for directions roams the mind. This isn't a way to remember God. True Guru is a greater jeweler who tests the genuine and the fake. From the seeds of this mundane world, he takes out germs for safety's sake. Singing attributes frees not from qualities cram ram but forlorn. Who don't adore God day and night, how can they realize the real God? Okay, now we go one by one again. Stanza number 9. Blind are those men who say Guru other than what he is, Kabir Evers. When God is in soaks, there is room. There is no room when Guru is in soaks. Oh, similar to the one before, okay? But he make an extra special warning that blind are those men who say Guru other than what he is. Means that the one who just say Guru to anybody instead of the true Guru is a blind one. It's useless anyway. Yeah? And the same, even when God is displeased with you, there is still room for you to run around, to hide. Yeah? You still can avert the danger or change the situation if you take refuge in the Master. But when the Master is displeased, there's nowhere else to go. No one else you can ask for. So that's the true Guru. Yeah? Anybody else, you don't call him guru if he is not the true guru. Okay, rosary doth rotate in hand, within mouth, wake the tongue to talk. In four direction, roam the mind. This isn't a way to remember God. Okay, he's talking about those people who are so keen on external worship, yeah? But his mind is not concentrated on the true worship because he's not in a meditative state. He's not in a communicative presence of God. You see? Your mind is scattered in all directions, he said. In four directions roams the mind. While you are rotating the beat and talking in the mouth, your mind is not with God at all. Yeah. He said, this isn't a way to remember God because it's external things. It's not the way to communicate with God. Yeah, that's what it is. So now we go to number 11. True Guru is a great jeweler who tests the genuine and the fake. From the seas of this mundane world, he takes out germs for safety's sake. Yeah, okay. He likened the true teacher to a good juror, yeah? He can tell which is the real gemstone, which is not. And he will take them out to hide them in a safe place. That's why he say, take the germs for safety's sake from the seas of mundane world. He take the true juror out. Yeah, because with his professional eyes, he can discern which one is a true stone, yeah, precious stone. It's very easy, so simple. Nah? Like the guru take the real, sincere, and honest soul back to God. Nah? Take him out of suffering.
Yeah.
Because to him, this sincere soul is like precious stone, yeah? And precious stones are not many. Nah? You can dig the whole 1,000 tons of dirt and you might have a hand of diamonds or just a barrel or some very small small amount. Yeah. Same with rubies or any other precious stones. They are not like abound in this world. Nah? They are just some number. That's why they're precious and they're expensive. Same with the true spiritual aspirants. There are not many, yeah? Diamond, rubies, yeah? I say sapphire, emerald, they are rare, nah? The good one even. And be among these precious stones, there are even one, the flawless, nah? One big and shining, and one with flaw, one a little murky, cheaper, yeah? Same with the true disciples. There are some excellent disciples who are really excels and who really understand everything of the true teaching. And some understand 80%, 50%, 90%. Some understand a little, yeah? And so some don't understand. So to the guru, the disciples are like germs, yeah? True precious stone. So he take them out and, of course, hide them in heaven. Safe. No moth to corrupt and no thieves to steal. Okay, now number 12. Singing attributes free not from qualities. Cram ram, but forlorn. Who don't adore God day and night, how can they realize the real God? Yes. Okay. He means that you sing praise to God and say, God is merciful, God is compassionate, God is loving, all that. Doesn't free you. Yeah? Doesn't free you from this mundane world, from the trouble of this world. Yeah? You might feel very crowded talking about Ram Ram all day, but you still feel it's still missing something. You still lack something. That's why you're still very lonely. Yeah? If you don't know the true God. So it's like, who don't adore God day and night, how can they realize the real God? The rea is in parenthesis. Yeah? I mean, how can you realize God? To adore God, you have to know God, no? You have to be in communication with God the way we do. Yeah? The way we do in Kuan Yin method, we truly see God, we truly hear God. Then you can remember God day and night. Yeah. Even if you don't want to remember, it just becomes yourself. Yeah? Light and music just imbue in you and just emanates from you wherever you go, blessing people, blessing your life. Yeah? And that is a person who can say that he adores God. And then he truly can find God. That's what Kabir say. Okay? All right. Thank you for listening.
شكرا لكم لانضمامكم لنا اليوم في برنامج بين المعلمة والتلاميذ. شاهدونا غدا في محاضرة جديدة بعنوان شعر رومي. كوكب الأرض، بيتنا المحب، هو برنامجنا التالي بعد أخبار جديرة بالملاحظة هنا على تلفزيون كبيرة المعلمات. نتمنى أن تكون حياتكم مباركة للأبد بمحبة الله الغير محدودة. Thank you for joining us today on Between Master and Disciples. Tune in again tomorrow for a new lecture entitled The Poetry of Rumi. Planet Earth, our loving home, is up next after North Within Youth, here on Supreme Master Television. May your life be ever blessed with God's infinite love.
Welcome, best caller to God's way. Welcome, best caller to God's way.